It is time for show and tell.
Yes, it is. So both of us celebrated our wedding anniversary yesterday, April 27th. And for me, it was 29 years.
Long time.
Yeah. And for some reason, I don't know why, this one was really, we reflected a lot about what happened back in 96 with this one. Usually those are kind of reserved for like the big numbers. So I can understand next year when we hit 30, we're talking, okay, what were we doing 30 years ago? Okay, this date we had this rehearsal dinner and all that. Man, we were really reflective on this one this time. So I know it's an audio medium, but in my bag here. So as we were preparing ourselves for our wedding back in 96, we had very limited funds to get this done. Now, her mom paid for pretty much everything. Well, her family. And, right. You know, of course, my wife chipped in. Back then, the groom was responsible basically for just the rehearsal dinner and, you know, my tuxedo and all that stuff. But when we were talking and taking pictures, we had this one place, and I cannot remember the name of it, that if you're getting married, they would give you like a free photo shoot. And they will give you like one of those photos, knowing that if you saw them and you loved them, you'd probably purchase the other ones. You know, how they go. But yeah, they will give you one free picture. Those pictures were way too much, and we could only get one. So this picture was hanging up as everyone walked in to the wedding at the church in Gilmer. This picture of us was the one that was hanging up.
Oh, there they are. Look at that.
The happy young couple.
All right. That's 96 Donovan right here.
So young.
So young. Not a lot of hair.
Were you a big dog? There's some up there, though.
There's some up there. I had hair in this. And we took another one where we weren't smiling. And it was badass. And that's the one that we thought that we were going to, like, let's get that one. But if we have that one sitting up and we're not smiling, they may think, how the hell are they getting married? They're not even smiling. But it was badass. But we didn't get it because we couldn't afford it.
It's a lovely photo.
Yeah, maybe I'll take a picture of that and tweet it out.
You should. It's a lovely photo. Everybody know. 29 years ago, this is who you were.
I'm trying to remember how far before the wedding, we took those. I remember one of the, because we never, we don't argue now. It's just who we are. But one of the arguments that we had before we got married was when we went and took the engagement photos, and it was on the campus of SMU where we were. And that was, you know, before digital photos.
Right.
And I went to go get a haircut, and it was running behind, of course, because that's what barbershops do. And I had to rush to get back and try and get changed and put the suit on before we had to meet him. And of course, it's not my fault, but if, yeah, you're late, it's your fault. And boy, it's funny looking back at those engagement photos, because we were smiling and all happy. We were, it's probably the most angry we've been at each other. Probably still leading up to this very day right now.
Everybody has a set of family photos or couple photos where there was an incident that happened that does not get reflected in those photos.
I know, and it's one of the best photos we've taken, and we were really upset. There was another time I was out of town from somewhere. I don't know why when I came back, we just weren't happy with each other. We were going to a house party, and they had a photographer there. And we were just snipping and sniping, and we get to the part, it's like, say cheese. And it's one of the photos that's in my house right now.
That's so crazy.
And I remember us like kind of being at each other's necks on that one for
like
some
you're
reason.
Trying to spite each other.
I don't know why.
I'm going to look better than you in this photo, I swear.
So these are the photo albums from said wedding.
Oh, wow.
Back in 1996.
Okay.
This one has.
Back when you had albums.
Yes. We have photo albums. That
that's
has,
cool. It's carved into the. Your names are carved into the cover.
Yeah,
whatever.
That had to have been a.
Those books are.
Yeah, the book bitch is here.
Yeah.
You want to go home and read that? No, it's just so many different photos from the actual day. We each had, I believe, 8 people representing us in the wedding party.
Dang.
So it's pretty big.
Are you still close with your 8?
So young.
I'm like.
No, not close.
I'm like 50-50 on my.
Right. There are still a couple that, we're really tight. And the one that I talked to you guys about the one that's retiring, he will forever be, I didn't even think about him. He's going to be in my wedding, but yeah, we're still tight. But
Ham wants to know if Lamp was there.
No, Lamp was not there. Lamp wasn't there.
All the pictures. It's so wild to see like photos like that. Oh, look at you getting down.
It's a
shaking it. There you go.
It's a trip, man. How you can go back to your memory. And again, I don't know why the reflection of this one so much. And usually we don't even talk about, okay, this is when we had this, or we were doing this, or because she went home, we got married in Gilmer. No.
I found the picture when Donnie realizes, oh my God, I'm married.
I know. That's the one where, I don't know what I was doing, or, yeah, I probably realized, oh my God, what am I doing?
Have I made
here?
A mistake?
Man, you guys got a ton of photos.
Oh, and that was mainly the reception, and that's actually the wedding,
the wedding.
That front of that cover has the invitation, our wedding invitation, on the front of that album cover.
The most joyous of occasions is the union of man and woman in celebration of life.
Do you have vivid memories of your wedding? Because yours was just last year, so I'm sure you still do, but like mine, it all feels like a blur. There's maybe two or three moments from the like 6 hour event or whatever that I can really vividly remember. But outside of those very short, small moments, we were at this place. It was hot outside. My best man almost forgot our bag when we got in the limo. Other than that, I don't know.
No, I pretty much remember everything, man. It was fun.
Really?
It was.
We didn't even have alcohol at my wedding. So like, really? There's no reason I shouldn't remember.
Yeah, we didn't have any hours either. It was, did we have some? Yeah, we had to have some at the reception.
Yeah, we didn't have
and the one thing that she was really concerned with was me smashing the cake in her face. And I told her even before the ceremony, I'm not going to do that.
Well, that's cool.
I have no desire to do that. And so
it was fun when I did it.
See, and we kept, as you know, I was like, I'm not going to do it. We cut the cake. We have the plates and we're about to feed each other the cake. She's like, don't smash into my face. And you can even see on the video, I just scream out, I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. There's a picture of me with my slice of cake and I'm looking like a nefarious jerk, because I've definitely, the idea just popped into my head. I'm like, I'm smashing this in her face.
No, I wouldn't even think about doing that.
Where you guys consummated the marriage.
Oh, is that in there?
Yeah. The Gilmer Inn Motel.
No, that's not where we stayed.
It is. Welcome, love, and happiness, Twiggy and Donovan.
That's not where we stayed, but that's where it happened.
No. That's where we went before the change.
Oh.
We didn't stay there. Mm-hmm.
Call it what you will.
I changed before we went to the reception, too.
No, I don't know what you guys are winking for. That's exactly what happened.
I didn't. I had to remind myself that I was getting married, so you can't drink all these cool beers people have brought.
We had a...
You're sticking them in your bag.
Slow down, guy.
We had a rehearsal at the church before the wedding started. So I believe the wedding started at 3. We had like a 1 o'clock rehearsal because people lived in Gilmer and they couldn't come to Dallas for the rehearsal. So we had a run through. And of course, she wasn't in it because, you know, you can't see the bride before the wedding. But she says she saw me walking off where she was like hidden or whatever. And that's when she said it hit her then. Like, oh my gosh, this is about to happen. I didn't think she was going to run away or anything. But, you know, you come to the realization like, okay, this is it.
Bye.
So we light the candle. The Unity candle. We get back in front of the altar. They're playing some music and some wax had spilled on my hand. And she looked down and she was like trying to scrape it off with her finger.
Oh!
And yeah, it wasn't on my chest. And I was just about to say something and she started singing. I had no clue she was going to do that. So I looked around like I almost told her to shh. What are you doing? But, she had a song prepared for the union and she sung it. She barely got through it though. First. Yeah, that wasn't it. But yeah, man, it's just such fond memories, really cool. And we'll probably do the same thing all over again because of 30 years next year.
Yeah, 30s, that's a big one.
So my parents have been married for, this year will be 58.
Wow.
So we're 29, so we're officially half the years that my parents have been married that we have.
30.
Which is crazy.
Will I make it to 2?
Well, to get out of draft coverage, you were trying to get divorced and get married again on that wedding.
I know. I was like, hey, sorry, we got to get a divorce, and I'm going to marry somebody next draft.
Around this same time.
Sorry, guys.
So I can...
Whoops. Didn't know that was draft weekend. My bad.
Again? Like, yeah, he does it every single year. But happy anniversary to you two, man. 1 year, that's pretty
happy
cool.
Happy anniversary indeed.
And they're just kind of blowing it off. Oh, we've been together 10, but something, it's special. You've been married only one. You got to celebrate that.
Yeah.
That's a major milestone accomplishment in this
high five.
Day and age.
We went and had some dinner.
Yeah, we did too.
Yeah. Delicious.
Okay.
Hey, we're going to Boston in a couple of weeks.
Is that an anniversary trip?
I'll say it is now. It didn't even cross my mind until just now.
Yeah, but that doesn't count, dude.
That is I want to go to Boston trip. Would you like to go with me? Because I'm going.
Sounds like an anniversary trip. So yeah.
Fortunately, she was like, yeah, I'll go. I was like, all right. See you on the plane.
Okay.
This is going really well after a year, isn't it?